Folks, things are getting super dicey with this pipeline shutdown. A lot of things don't add up about the official story. And even though we're told right now that the pipeline, this is the Southeast pipeline I'm talking about, we're told that it's mostly back online at this point, but then we're also told simultaneously that it's going to take weeks for the gas stations to have their fuel supply restored. Now, that doesn't make any sense. If the pipeline is running again, you know, 100% or even 95%, then there shouldn't be thousands upon thousands of gas stations that don't have gas for weeks. But yet, that's what we're told to expect. So something's not right with this story. We were also told at the beginning that the company that runs this pipeline, it's the Colonial Pipeline, we were told that they did not pay any ransom to the so-called cyber hackers. And I don't even think this is about cyber hacking. I think this is a deep state operation to shut down America, frankly. But we were told they didn't pay a ransom. And then later on, we were told, oh, but they did pay a ransom. They paid $5 million. But then we were told they paid it right away, but the shutdown continued for several days and they had to bring their own systems online. So, I mean, you know, which is it? What? This isn't adding up. And then why are some gas stations charging $7.50 a gallon and thousands of other gas stations just have no gas whatsoever? This isn't adding up. So let me tell you what I think is actually going on here. Oh, by the way, we're also hearing rumors that China is involved, that this was actually a China hack of the infrastructure. Kind of like a shot across the bow, you know, a warning sign to America. So here's how to make sense of this in my view. Both China and the American deep state want to destroy America. You know, the Biden regime is basically an extension of China. So whether it's China attacking America or the Biden regime attacking America, that's basically the same. It's all the same. It could be Biden's deep state operators taking orders from China. And in that scenario, it would be basically originating with China, but just using deep state actors in the United States in order to take that pipeline down. We also know that Biden, through executive orders, has already shut down hundreds of other pipeline-related operations across the United States. So it's not like this Colonial Pipeline is a standalone event. It's not an isolated thing. It's part of a pattern, an engineered, meticulous takedown of the energy infrastructure of a nation. Why would they be doing that? Well, of course, because they're trying to take down America. They're trying to destroy America. And this makes even more sense when you put this in the context of the fact that they're also running an engineered takedown of America's food supply. That's why they're shutting down farms and food operators and meat packing plants and food transportation systems, which of course depend on oil. So the pipeline shutdown is already spilling into the food supply shutdown, which has been part of the Biden regime's plan from day one. They want to starve people, or at least force people into, you know, food FEMA camps and COVID camps. They want the population to be desperate and dependent on big government. So the more crises they can create, the more panic and hysteria they can cause, the more most people will beg for government to bail them out. And then they've got the population, you know, by the balls, so to speak. Government is the only one who can save you. Look how horrible everything is. Oh my God, the gasoline's all shut down. The food's shut down. We have more COVID variants escaping and infecting everybody. Turns out all these problems were created by government. It's the government shutting down the pipeline. It's the government doing the lockdowns. It's the government shutting down the food processing. It's the government pushing and even developing the bioweapons in the vaccine that are harming people. It's the vaccine that's killing people now, far more than COVID itself. These are all problems created by government. The government is at war with you. And if this government, this evil regime under Biden, if it were to shut down overnight, almost all the problems of society would vanish because this government is the source of the problems. They're pushing the race war. They're pushing the scarcity. They're pushing higher taxation. They're pushing the bailout money, massive fiat currency money printing that's going to destroy the dollar. They are pushing all of these things on purpose. They are creating one crisis after another because that is their model for staying in power. Basically, they're a terrorist organization. They're terrorizing America with deadly vaccines. They're terrorizing America with fuel shortages, terrorizing America with food scarcity, and so on. This is exactly what Obama did during his administration when Republicans threatened to have the government shut down over a budget bill negotiation. And when the Republicans did shut down the government, what did Obama do? He started releasing violent criminal felons from federal prisons in California and Arizona and other states, saying, gosh, well, if the government's shut down, we're going to have to let these criminals go back on the streets. This was government-sponsored terrorism using violent prisoners as a kind of, you know, domestic terrorists to threaten communities and force the GOP to approve more government spending, you know, to pay for Obamacare and such, and more Obama spending and more corruption. And that's exactly what's continuing with Biden, which is Barack Obama's third term. I mean, that's all this is, folks. This is Barack Obama's third term. This is his third shot at being a terrorist against America and using all of his power to terrorize this nation. So when you see an oil pipeline get shut down, do not be surprised. This is the plan. It's all by design. And it's not going to stop. They're going to shut down more infrastructure. You should expect power grid failures. You should expect coal-fired power plants to be forced offline by the federal government. You should expect attacks on fossil fuels, shutting down more pipelines, more refineries. They're doing this all on purpose. And what it means is eventually, any state that wants to survive this is going to have to declare its independence and secede from the insane swamp of DC. It's almost as if DC stands for destroy civilization. That's what they want. So do not be surprised as you see this more and more. Now, the answer to all of this, of course, aside from secession and getting Biden out of office and arresting all of the treasonous traitors against America who rigged the election in 2020, the answer at a more local level is you've got to become more self-reliant. You've got to become your own gas station now. You have to have a fuel tank. And gasoline doesn't store very well. Diesel stores really well. So you need a diesel engine. You need a diesel truck or a diesel car. Well, what do you know? Just so happens that diesel trucks are in really short supply right now. I wonder why. Oh, because the microchips are in short supply. Why is that? Oh, because there was a sabotage fire at a microchip plant in Taiwan. It burned up half that plant, and suddenly they can't make microchips for diesel trucks. Well, who started the sabotage fire? Oh, China. Starting to see the picture here? China burned up the Taiwan microchip factory. We already know that. China's running the Biden administration. China may be behind the cyber hacking, or at least just the sabotage shutdowns of pipelines. China is meticulously waging war against America, what Jeffrey Prather calls fifth generation warfare. China built the bioweapon with the help of Fauci and America's taxpayer money through the NIH. China built the bioweapon, released the bioweapon, and then China's attacking America's economy. China already has the ability to take down America's infrastructure with simultaneous cyber warfare attacks across power generators and refineries and so much more. So don't be surprised when one day you wake up, everything's down, grid's down, internet's down, gas stations are down, banks are down. Oh, the financial institutions, what's going on? You'll be told a lie by the media, if you can even get to the media. You'll be told, oh, it must be white nationalist insurrectionists waging war. But it's actually China working with the Biden regime to destroy America from within. So have no illusions. Democrats, leftists, globalists, Biden, China, they're all on the same side. And they are on the side against America. And they want to see America destroyed. And they've just shown you how easy it is to do. All they have to do is take a pipeline down. It drives, 11 states into emergency, panic, shortages, food deliveries start to get disrupted. Just with one takedown of one pipeline, how frail the system is. And I've been warning about this. It's way too vulnerable. We have few redundancies in society. We've relied too much on automation. We've forgotten how to live in a way that has any margin for error or disaster. And because of these faults in our thinking as a nation, America may not even survive the next few years. If America exists as we know it today by the year 2025, and this has been a prediction I've made for several years now, if we still have America by 2025, it's a miracle. Because I don't think we will. By the end of 2025, I don't think, the United States of America will not exist as it does today. There's no question in my mind. But stay informed and get to a red state, because that's going to be a country soon where you may be able to survive all of this, especially if you listen to this podcast. I'll help you stay alive. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. You can catch more of my podcasts, of course, at Brighteon.com or read my articles at naturalnews.com.